Into the month of March, as I went to the north, beyond the Carnamont, far beyond Tay and Forth, I came to Petekirk, and there I lodged all night, where that I saw a lass of beauty shining bright. I thought her my delight when I did her behold, and thought I would not quite her for her weight of gold. Her beauty for to tell doth far surmount my skill. This dainty nymph was called the Lass of Petey's Mill. This Lass of Petey's Mill, to speak for none will spare. Many one came to woo her, because she was so fair, because she was so fair, love, and blinked blithe in her eye. Oh, if this bonnie lassie would grant to marry me, from Petekirk I went, then down to Petey's Mill, to give this lass a visit, and ask it her good will. She answered me discreetly, with words loving and kind. And there we kissed sweetly, but fortune crossed my mind. For if I loved her well, her father loved her better. Her friends and mother loved her so, that I could never get her. But I shall write a letter when all these days are done, unto the gook that gets her. He wears but my old shoon. For after speaking to her friends, to her I did resort. And since her friends refused me, I thought to play a sport, and went to seek comfort unto this maid most rare. Because in heart I thought I never saw one so fair. Sweetheart, to her I said, will thou grant me good will? And I shall bless the day I came to Petey's Mill. Alas, for love I die, for never saw I none like thee for rare beauty. Good sir, if ye speak true, and faithful did she say, I shall be very loath, for to cast you away. Welcome both night and day. Ye may come me until, and heartily welcome shall ye be. To grind at pity's mill, to grind not my desire, but for to play with you, my heart is set on fire. Dear heart, for love of you, therefore hear what I say, and grant me thy good will, and I shall bless the day. And I shall bless the day. I came to pity's mill. Then sweetly we did kiss, and then began to play. But when her friends did miss her maiden head away, they sought me night and day, till that I came them till. And I was welcome to grind at pity's mill. We wedded were with speed, but I too long did stay. For she delivered was on her wedding day. But now I'll mourn no more, as I before have done. Nor will my sweet compare again to my old shoon. She at this time brought forth a rare and gallant boy, which was his mother's mirth, also his father's joy. Then hence away annoy, for all that hath been done. There is no frolic boy dare put on my old shoes.